Hallo und herzlich willkommen beim Podcast Das Geheimnis des Tees, deinem Podcast für Tee, Philosophie, Gesundheit und mentale Stärke. Mein Name ist Yeming und ich habe heute wieder eine Podcast-Folge, eine Interview-Folge für dich. Und zwar habe ich heute zu Gast Teemeisterin Xiao Melan. Melan ist ursprünglich aus dem Festland China und ist in Taiwan aufgewachsen und sie teilt heute ihre Teegeschichte und ihre Weisheit mit dir. Dazu müssen wir einmal ins Englische gehen. Ich hoffe, du verzeihst es. Dann kann sie jetzt loslegen. Ich freue mich riesig, dass sie da ist und ich wünsche dir eine spannende Zeit. Einen ganz, ganz speziellen Interviewgast. Teemeisterin Xiao Melan besucht uns heute quasi hier im Interview und ich freue mich riesig, dass sie da ist. Und wir werden jetzt ein bisschen die Sprache wechseln, denn Belgisch geht, Deutsch eher nicht. So, welcome. Welcome, Melan, to
my podcast. It's my pleasure. It's been a long time. I'm so happy to see you again.
So we have a lot of, spending a lot of time together as I lived in Aachen. So I always, if someone asks me, where do you learn tea? Then I know, of course, I have my master, but then I always say it's you because you are the one. When I have a question, you know, not everything, but you know where to find it. And if I have some special tea, you know the answer. So that's why I'm very, very happy to welcome you here. Please tell the audience, who are you, what are you doing, and why?
Okay, good evening, everyone. My name is Meilan Xiao. I'm a Chinese born in Taiwan. As a matter of fact, my family has nothing to do with tea. But when I was a kid in the 1960s somewhere, I, as the elder daughter, my responsibility was to prepare tea for my parents during the weekend. My mom has a lot of health problems. So the first thing I learned about tea is, I have to choose the right tea for my mom so she will not have some hypersensitive problems for her body, okay? And also for stomach and digestion and so on. And in the meantime, my father can drink everything. But again, during the different season, he likes to change tea. So the first thing I learned is how to select tea and match tea for people who have different physical conditions about health. The first thing I learned about tea is the tea with health.
Yeah, that's a good thing because I'm writing on my blog a lot mm-hmm. about hypersensitivity, and I think mm-hmm. there's also a good thing because to choose the tea specially for your body. Yeah, interesting. I will ask you later for that, but continue.
Okay. And then in 1985, at that time I worked for 10 years. I have some health problems because of round aerobic movements, okay, exercise. And then of course, burnout. 10 years working in the very intensive, worked almost 7 days a week and more than 14 hours a day. So I was coupled, okay. But I realized in time. And 1985, that was the time the President Jiang Jingguo at that moment said, we have to help the Taiwanese tea export again, either for export or for domestic market. So he started to make a lot of campaign to promote tea culture.
When was
Jiang Jingguo, that was the, you know, the son of Jiang Kai-shek. Okay, he was a great president. He was a very good president. Yeah. And then they said, okay, because I grew up with tea. Mm-hmm. And don't know why, because when I was a student, we did hiking every time we end up in the tea garden. So, and I said, oh, I like to go to the mountains to enjoy a cup of tea. Okay. So one day I drove, I just took my car, followed my instinct without GPS. At that time, there was no GPS. And I drove to the Maokong, and luckily I found a very small tea hub. Okay. They just opened that day as well. It's, you know, the things happen in life for a reason. That tea shop was opened by the tea farmer. They only opened that day. They started that day. Yeah. And that day I was the first customer step into their shop. Yeah. So the lady was surprised. I was surprised. So with the tea farmers, I learned more about the tea processing. What touched me most is behind those fine flavor and taste, there are a lot of unspoken human value because of their experience, their hardworking. So all this certain, it brought my appreciation of tea into the other dimension. Mm-hmm. But again, I just enjoy tea. And tea farmers will not tell you, you have to do the tea ceremony like this. So I did not learn tea starting from making the very beautiful tea ceremony. I just learned tea, the same tea trees, same tea farmers, in the four seasons, different taste. Then I start to ask the question about why. So I learned tea by testing tea. In 1991, because of marriage, I married to Belgium. I left home, when I think backward now, Ingrid, I am so grateful that I have the chance to jump out from my Taiwan will. Mm-hmm. You know, because when I think backward now, if I was still in Taiwan, I probably know a lot about Oolong tea from Taiwan. That's it. Mm. All the other tea, I have to go via. Mm. For example, poor tea. When I was in Taiwan, I said, yeah, we want to drink that one. Because we could only smuggling poor tea from Hong Kong.
Yeah, true.
So we never really have the best. And I really don't have the authentic information about that tea.
Yeah.
Especially if you think backward, tea is still home as in China. Why? Because only in China you have the complete tea portfolio. All the tea types only find in China.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I lived in Belgium, I'm free. You see what I mean? I'm free. I'm a little frog. I jump out of the outside and I realize that, oh my God, there's a big garden there. Yeah. So I start to play around, and I could access to the information and also authentic quality tea from China, from mainland China, without any constraint. Any constraint. So I was able to learn tea really deep by testing tea. Mm. So sometimes people ask me, who was my teacher? I say, tea is my teacher. Because I'm the tea student. I still see myself as a student for tea, okay? I'm not polluted. Inga, I'm not polluted. Hmm. What do I mean? I had no master around me. So I can only listen to tea and taste tea and try to talk with tea and say, why you're different than the other one? When you are the same, why you're different? So I start to do the dialogue with tea. And also I have no master. And at that time, it's not like today, you have a lot of tea books. That time, there's only one tea book, Cha Jing. That's all I know.
And you can read it. I cannot read it. I even cannot read it. And I have those horrible tea books with the fruit teas and mixtures and so on. But
I have a lot of junk books. Oh, if you want to have those junk books, let me know. I have a lot of books. Okay.
Like
because
a word.
In a way, I have to know. I have to know.
Yeah, that's true. You are also told me that I have to try every tea, even if it's not good. I'm doing that at the moment.
If you have a chance to taste it, you can distinguish the pure versus aromatics first. As a tea person, if someone wants to say, I love tea, I'm a tea lover. Okay, fine. The first things I expect from tea lovers or tea sommelier is the person can really distinguish the difference between aromatic tea from pure tea.
Yeah.
From the flavor, from the taste.
Yeah, true. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not really against aromatic tea or blending tea, because it's up to people to make a choice.
Definitely.
The only thing is, when people make the choice, they have to understand it's up to them to take the responsibility. Okay, if someone says, oh, I only drink the milk tea, I say, okay, then you have to understand the milk tea comes with the calorie and cholesterol. Mm. That has nothing to do with tea.
So when you find your way through tea, or tea finds you, because it was a story on the open that day, just everyone was shocked you came in.
And the madame was really shocked. I said, she looked at me, what do you want? She asked me, what do you want? I said, it's the place where I can enjoy a cup of tea. Yes, but we just opened today. Because that was early in the morning.
Yeah.
I still remember it was Saturday early in the morning. So she was still cleaning tables, trying to open it.
Yeah.
And I stepped in and she was, what do you want? So if you said, I discovered tea or tea discovered me, I think we discovered each other.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do the tea, because you told me that you had the burnout before, that you have those overworking psychological problem. So how did tea help you to overcome this? Is it the tea or is it something else?
No. It is about tea, but it's not about tea. It is the process. I was able to take time for myself to have a dialogue with myself with a cup of tea by sitting in the corner alone. Okay. It is so when people said, okay, what do I benefit from tea? I learned more about me through the tea.
Yeah, completely.
About myself. Yeah. I have a chance to have a dialogue with myself. I have a chance to even say hello to myself.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have to worry about my job. I don't have to think about the project. I don't have to think about whatever the problems you can think of in life, you know, relationship or whatever. Just that moment, you sit in the corner, you listen to the water, and enjoy the fragrance from the tea.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, look outside, it's green, and I can hear the trees moving, and even there's some birds or some insect were
chit-chit-chit-chit-chit-chit. Yeah.
And you can hear everything because all my senses were open.
Yeah.
And because my senses are open, so I start to receive everything in.
Yeah.
Without fear,
yeah,
without objectives, without goal. And that moment is a pure receiving.
So that was also very interesting, because in my workshops, I often tell your story, because you said, so tea helps you by making yourself to take time for yourself. And often people say, because we have the mirror here and the tea gives you a good reflection of yourself, but the tea will not change you to a better person. Not in this moment. This is your own way. But I'm always telling the people in my workshops when they ask, okay, you're drinking tea alone. And I said, yeah, my tea master always says, so in the evening when you sit with yourself, so you have the mirror, so you are two. And in the evening, there's a shadow on the wall, so you are three. already are three. And yeah,
with how can you feel lonely? They have you, for example, if I every night, okay, every night, instead of sitting in front of TV, falling to sleep, I enjoyed a cup of tea on this tea table.
Yep.
Okay. I'm here. I have a shadow somewhere. It all depends on where the lights come from, right? So I have a shadow somewhere. I have another me inside talking with me. I learned to talk with myself constantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then when I drink a cup of tea through the tea water, there's a reflection of me inside. And there's one thing I notice, Inga. Tea never judge me.
Yeah, danke. Danke. Das ist,
does not judge her.
This is the thing why I was staying with tea. Because here is the judgment-free zone. Even when I'm sitting with people together, then there's no judgment. There is a friendship. There is connection. There's so many things with a cup of tea that happens. So there is no place for judging someone else. And even one said, okay, I don't like the tea because it's poor tea and I never tasted it and it's not my tea. Like I was a very long time. You tried everything. I know you tried everything with the Shang Puars. I still
have to convince you with that.
But I'm better.
The good one yet.
But I'm better. I'm a huge fan of the Badashan, region Badashan Shang Puars.
Okay.
And this I'm completely adoring. And I'm starting every day since 1 year with the Badashan. And those big cakes, these are 357 grams, right? Just kick it in 2 months. So that can change. But later I ask you for the change. But yeah, when it comes to loneliness, this is a very interesting story I always tell people, because it's not easy to stand with your own. But on the other hand, it doesn't matter. Wherever you go, you take yourself with you. You cannot say, oh, you stay home, I go alone. This is not possible. So you better start to communicate with yourself first, and to make a friendship with yourself.
Remember, there's one thing, okay? When you sleep, Inga, in the evening, who are you sleeping with?
Yeah.
You know, every time I ask that question, people always say, oh, my husband sleep next to me. I say, no. Who are you sleeping with in the evening? Yourself. You sleep with yourself.
Yeah.
You make dreams with yourself. Some things come in there, but you have to dream for yourself, by yourself.
Yeah.
So what now? But having a dialogue with self, honestly, it's not a very easy and a very pleasant process. I have to warn friend, okay? Because you have to face yourself without judgment. You have to see what is reflection telling you.
Yeah.
It is nice or not nice. You have to able to
face it. To face it.
Take it in and deal with it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
You know, if you can deal with yourself honestly, you don't have fear that other people might hurt you. Because you're strong enough, but you are able to face the worst enemy that you're afraid of the most, that is yourself.
It's not funny, but there is a story. So I had I like to invite someone to the podcast, and this is a very important person, because at the end of the day, we're all cooking with water. So I wrote an email and got an email back. And it took me 2 days to open this email. So this is the crazy thing. Your enemy is inside you. It's not outside. The devil is not outside. The devil is inside, and you have to face it. So why do I not open the email? Because when I open the email and there's standing, oh, I don't have time for your podcast, then it's disappointing me. So there's a 50-50 chance that it's positive or negative. But when it's closed, everything is possible.
You know, a lot of people, it has nothing to do with the culture differences, okay? And I think in general speaking, a lot of people really feel acne each inside when they have to say no to the other people.
Yeah.
Okay? But sometimes we have to able to say no.
Yeah.
You have to set the boundaries. Then within the boundary, you have all the freedom.
Yeah.
So you have to test, you have to understand what are your boundaries are, because there are four corners. These are the four corners or five corners. What is the shape you want to do? Or 360 degrees round shape, that's also fine. But set the boundary.
Yeah.
Once you are clear with the boundaries, when it comes to the morale, social protocol, whatever, or the professionalism, okay? And then you know where is your bottom line? Where is your button that you don't want people to push you for?
Yeah.
And when you reach that consensus with yourself, you become a very strong person.
Yeah.
But to reach that one, it's not so, I can do that right away, immediately. No, it is ongoing process.
Yeah, you have to face yourself. You have to work on yourself. And for this is the tea art, the art of tea, a very good way. There was a friend of mine. I asked him, why are you drinking tea? And he said, well, Inga, my life is so boring. So tea brings a lot of joy in. So that's very set. It's very set. On the one hand, the answer is very set. If someone says my life is so boring, this makes me sad. But on the other hand, he is completely also right, because when you have the tea and drink it with your own, then you figure out what senses are inside, how is it smelling, what is the tea doing to you. And one tea, enjoyed on 3 days, every day it will be different. And to figure this out, this is completely interesting. Yeah.
Earlier ago, you mentioned that gentleman said his life was boring before he stopped.
No, you're still boring. Still boring.
It's still boring.
But the tea?
No, because that really, just like you said, it hurts to hear that.
Yeah.
No. Why people feel their life is boring? Because in their life, just like the life I had experienced, I think if I do my best for everybody to please other people, then the people will like me. They don't see the fun of the things they do for themselves. They only think I do these things for other people.
Yeah, true.
And hopefully can have a positive input or the feedback. If they're missing that one, they will say, yeah, but I still have to do it.
Well, yeah, but then they are attached on
others.
So
they lost the fun of doing things.
Yeah, that's true. Okay? Yeah, that's true.
So it has nothing to do with tea. And of course, like I said, at that time, 1985, I'm extrovert. I'm happy, active person as well. And I'm very sensitive, but I don't know, sometimes I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm very extrovert, I'm very communicative. But the feeling deep inside is I withhold for myself. I don't know what to say. It's just simply, I don't know what to say, how to say it, okay? And that gradually put my self-esteem down as well. And when I have a cup of tea, and I realized that tea trees grow in the nature.
Yeah.
Tea trees never tell us what to do with them. It's the people recognize that the special characters of our tea and to bring out the best.
Yeah.
Okay. And when the people process the tea and the, so when I'm able to enjoy the tea is already made. And when I enjoy the cup of tea in that very solidarity moment, the tea is not judging me, say, hey, you're a good person or you're a bad person, or you're stupid, or you're wise.
You're right, you're wrong.
Yeah, just
you're tall, just, okay. You're small, you're it fat, just, you're thin.
No, it just allow me doesn't to matter. Do whatever I want to do with it. Yeah. Okay, so when the taste is good, the tea smiled to me, right?
Yeah.
But it's not the tea smile to me. Actually, it's the me in the tea smile to me. When I screw up the brewing, it's the me in the tea starts to say ill to me. Mm. It's not the tea.
So this is also very interesting because the tea is a reflection of yourself, as we said before. It's a reflection of your mood and your emotional state as well. So if you're not in balance, your tea will not taste good. And there was a time, really there was a time, there was one tea I really enjoyed. I bought it in Hangzhou. I think in 2013 or so, something. That wasn't a Longjing. There was a old style Tea Guanyin.
Oh, okay.
I bought it in Hangzhou. So let's say, okay. And I bring just a small package because the woman in the shop, she was not very friendly. She asked me, it just came in. She said, no, hello. She's just, yao mai shuma. Do you want to buy something?
Very direct.
Very direct, it's okay, but for me it looks very unfriendly. But I bought the tea, we tried it, and I bought the tea, and then I just had a small package, and bring it back home, and then I drink it a whole week. And a whole week, the first day the tea was good, and then I had some arguments with my boyfriend, and from that day on,
the taste is gone. Changed.
Yeah, completely changed. And first, as we started to talk to each other again, to solve this argument, then the tea gets better. And I often had those experiences. So if someone is sitting with me on the table that makes me nervous, it's also hard for me to make the tea. Then another interesting story, also to that, is I made silent tea ceremonies in Berlin, and the only person could not stand the silence was myself. So I was sitting there preparing the cup of tea and start to talk because maybe it's not enough information for the people. Maybe they can ask something, maybe. And then I said, stop. I'm here to enjoy a cup of tea. And when I'm enjoying the cup of tea and I'm in my balance, then the people also enjoying the cup of tea. Otherwise, they will not come back. So this is what I learned as well from tea. Yeah.
I don't know whether it was you or another person told me that someone from China told him that the person tea master like me, okay, when I serving the tea like you, serving tea to the people, you may the person who prepared tea may not drink tea. I said,
yeah,
there
was
that?
The woman in Switzerland.
Okay. Yeah. And I said, if I don't drink that cup of tea, how do I know how's the taste that you are in?
I'm thinking that the tea ceremony or the Gongfu Cha is more a method to prepare a cup of tea. It's a connection. This is a connection between the outside and the inside and the inside and the outside. But it's also a connection with
people.
Let's
talk about the Gongfu tea later.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah, but now we have a psychological way, and this is very interesting that you also experience like that. So yeah, this is what I find out coming to you. I always find new teas. That was always interesting, but still the Shangpu Earth. I will send you a sample of my Badashan later.
Okay.
Then you try it. Then you know why I like it.
You know, because Ingrid, you haven't been here for a long time, right?
Yeah, that's true.
My tea storage room is really full at this moment. It was full already, but it's not.
I wanted to say. So just for the audience, the first time I invited myself, right? Because I was curious, I invited myself. I'm very good in inviting myself. But we both, we from the first time, we're friends because we are not that strange with a tea ceremony. We just like to enjoy a cup of tea. That makes us friend and that makes us a positive reaction. And that was interesting because you see my board over there. There are a lot of teapots inside, but this is still not everything. But your teapot collection. So this is always, this is like you said, I need to adopt all these lonely teapots. And I completely agree. I agree with you.
You know, for example, because I'm doing the cooking tea, okay? Yeah. And this is one of the teapot is not very top quality, but it for Eva said, hey, it does not look nice. It looks stupid. I said, yeah, but don't throw it away because I can use it.
Yeah, that's completely, maybe that's also the connection we had, the big teapot collection. That is, well, did you use them all? Because I use
the
them
one
all.
Display, the one display in my tea center, I use them all since 1995 till now. Yes.
Okay.
But I still have sometimes, I have a lot of the teapot probably used once or twice. So I have no place for them. So they're hiding in the closet.
Yeah.
So I have a teapot in the closet, in the drawer, downstairs in the basement, everywhere.
It's everywhere. You open.
So the only place I don't have a tea or teaware is my toilet and the bathroom.
And this is so funny because when I'm opening a door, then a lot of teapot comes to me, and I'm just watch. But the bathroom would be great because then you have something to watch over there.
You know, Inga, I told you, I'm a very, very rich and greedy empress in my palace. I have 3,000 concubines. And don't ask me which one is prettier than the other one, because I love them all.
Yeah, and Ivo is getting crazy. So yeah, let's talk about the Gongfu cha.
So what Ivo said, okay, Mela, if you want to have a new teapot, make sure you make a space for that.
Yeah, he's also clever. And he knows you.
So yes, because he knows I like to save teapots.
Yeah, from loneliness.
You know, it's sad to see the teapot being abandoned and put in the corner, because once when I was in Guangzhou City, and that was in 2006, we went to a teaware shop, and I found a very ugly teapot sitting on the ground. And I said, you are mine. My husband said, that teapot looks ugly, strange shape. It's not very nice. I said, yeah. It's beauty because it's not very nice. And he has been abandoned on the ground. I don't know how long, because it's all dusted. And I said, you have to give him a chance. You see, you know, with the tea and teaware, it actually helped me to boost up my loving nature inside.
And also the beauty, of course.
Of course, as I said, I am my own enemy, and I am my own lover.
Yeah,
as well.
That's true. Completely agreeing. So let's talk about Gongfu cha. So it's called, or it's said, tea ceremony. Is it a tea ceremony?
Well, let me ask you first. To a lot of European tea lovers, you have encountered so far, for them, what is comforting?
I have no idea, because I'm completely into Kung Fu tea. I cannot see the forest.
So, okay, to you, what is Kung Fu tea, Inge?
For me, Kung Fu tea is a method to make my tea. But on the other hand, it's one sense, but it depends on the state of mind I'm going into this Kung Fu cha. So if I'm celebrating it, because ceremony means to do something very consciousness and celebrating as well. So you can do that with the Kung Fu cha as well. So Kung Fu tea is is for this as well. So
okay,
it depends how you prepare a cup of tea.
You talk about Kung Fu cha as the process you prepare tea.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Inge, before you also learn Kung Fu Wushu, karate and other things, right? When you're much younger, you're still young, but a long time ago, you learned Kung Fu and you learned other things. Yeah. So help us to understand, to learn a karate or to learn the Wushu or to learn Tai Chi, whatever. What is the basic? Why the basics are important?
The basics give you the roots. The basics are always there. So it's just a combination always from the basics and of course of the of the energy.
So how
flow.
How did it make you good in the Kung Fu practice?
Definitely the continuously practice. There are people. There are people. I know there are brothers and sisters. We call them Kung Fu brother, Kung Fu sister.
So
I love it because it's a big family at the end, and I love it. I love this pronouncing. There was some more talented people like me, much more talented than I, because they grew up with sports, and I always had a test or a excuse not to doing sport in school because of my asthma. So this was the first time with an age of 16 that I started to do sports. And I was very untalented because I've never moved that much. But I had the will to learn it because I love the Kung Fu movies and I love the woman there, because every woman in the Kung Fu movie can fight for herself. Don't need a man to protect her. That I loved it, and that's why I wanted to learn Kung Fu. Of course, it looks nice and soft and stealing the body, but that was not the intention. The intention was to fight, and there was a big will inside of me to learn it. And later, because I could not learn Kung Fu because that style was too hard and making me sick, I started, because I don't want to give up on martial arts, I started with Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a matter of fact, you just answered my question. Okay.
A long answer, but
when you talk about Kung Fu Cha, or if you talk about Wushu, if you talk about Tai Chi, you talk about the karate, whatever the martial art we're talking about.
Yeah.
It is very important that you are willing to practice the basic movement regularly and make these basics learning become skillful.
Yeah. Make it to your...
And then you can bring the form together. Okay, you can use it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Because Kung Fu Cha, if you said Kung Fu Cha is a process, it's the same. You have to willing to go back to the basic about the chi.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The basic about the chi, the basic about chi wei, the basic about water, the basic about
the
your
fundamentals
with this. And you are willing to practice and explore the learning regularly.
Yeah.
And become quite these basics are you eventually.
So all those things become you and a part of you. So at the end of the day, you're not thinking anymore, should I practice today? No, because it's in your blood. It's a part of you. You just do it.
You enjoy it. Because earlier you mentioned about, because you said you want to do it. You are willing. You like to do it.
That's interesting.
So your willingness is your biggest drive.
Yeah, okay. It's a drive, but at this time, I had a long reflection with a cup of tea, why the tea stays. At this time, I was very young and I wanted to fight like the girls in the movie, but I was not enjoying the process of the training. I wanted something that keeps me there. But I wasn't enjoying the process of the training. So when it comes to Kung Fu Cha, or at the moment, I'm back to Qigong. And now I am enjoying the process. And I don't want to learn too much Taolu or forms. Mm-hmm. Because forms. I'm just interested in doing this energy work. Yeah, but at this time, as I was younger, I wasn't enjoying the process.
Well, you know, I learned the Dao in Qigong also in 1985 because I hurt my back. Okay. My learning journey with Dao in Qigong is exactly the same as my tea. I learned about tea with health.
Mm.
And I was Dao in Qigong when I almost broke my back.
Mm.
Okay. Yep. So I to heal me.
Okay.
Yeah, and I knew, actually, when I was little, I already knew my master, my sifu. I already knew him because we lived in the same village.
Okay.
But he could never get me there. Why? Because I was a very playful child in the village. So when I saw him doing the Tai Chi so slow, and I said, God, good Lord, I have no time. So
That's why I ran away. Chen style. That's why I choose the Chen style.
Because the timing was not there yet.
Yeah.
When I think backward now, it's the timing was not there.
Yeah.
So he saw me. He see me. But he never really see me. Yeah. I saw him. I never really saw him.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes this happened. Like that
day in 1985, when he came to me, you know, it was so funny. My sifu, because I sit there every day watching to give the wusu lesson to the kids. I just sit like that, in the distance. First day, second day, third day, the fourth day he came to me. And he said, you are Mei Lan? I said, yes. We lived in the village. I said, yes, I know. Before I saw you, but I don't see you. I said, yes, I know. I know exactly what he was saying. I said, because... I have no patience. I just run away. Okay. He said, all of a sudden, I see you every day. Say, what's wrong? So what's happening? So I told him my low back problem. And my sifu just simply look at me. Start from the basic.
Yeah.
Start from the beginning. And I look at myself, I realized that he was willing to take me in. I was not even in the searching mood. I just simply, I want to take a walk early in the morning, that's all. And all of a sudden, I realized that he was willing to teach me. And I said to Sifu, Lan Sifu, I said, Sifu, I cannot even walk now, so I will not run away anymore.
Yeah, that's good.
So I practiced starting from Qigong. So with the Wushu master, I learned the basic Qigong and basic Daoyin Qigong. Okay. Because that helped me to really heal my body. And in the meantime, heal my mind.
Yeah.
Bring the alignment back. Yeah. Bring the peace back. Because you know how I damaged my back? Because before that, I did aerobic three to 4 hours a day, every day.
Yeah.
In 1 year, I probably only have 3 days or 2 days rest. When they're doing the Chinese New Year, nobody's in the park. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was overdoing it.
Mm.
Because I want to make myself good. I have such a strong desire, but I forgot one thing. I forgot myself.
Mm. Yeah.
I forgot myself, that my physical conditions, and I forgot to listen to myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Sun Wukong have a ring on the head.
Yeah,
so
that's
true. The pain put a ring on my head and say, come on, bring you down to the earth and don't fly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the body always gives us a reaction. Yeah. And if the body is reacting, there's something wrong.
Or learning qi. Remember, don't fly before you can walk.
Yeah.
Don't try to walk before you are able to stand up.
Yeah.
That is my suggestion. So, but then nowadays, people have no patience. People always like to prove to the other people how good they are.
Comparing is the death of yourself, right? So you can compare yourself with your older self and what you learned, but you compare it with others.
I don't compare myself. Inga, I reached a state, I don't even compare myself. Because the comparison will not help me to have a peaceful moment now.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that the one I want to compare is already gone.
Yeah.
So what is the point of comparing?
Yep.
Focus now. Okay.
Yeah.
And doing this tea in front of you now. Whatever do you have in the past, that is very nice memories.
Yeah, but it's not there anymore. And it's not existing anymore.
Yeah, you have a learning, you have memories, and you have some good experience, you have some bad experience, but the one give you the best learning is not a good experience. The one really give you the good learning are coming from the bad experience.
Yeah, and the pain. Doesn't matter soul or body, but pain let you grow. Yeah, that's true.
Bring you back to the earth.
Yeah, let's say so. But you have to build the roots to grow high. If you have no roots,
okay.
You cannot
let's
grow higher.
Let's explore further on the Gong Fu Cha.
Yeah.
Gong Fu Cha is not every tea can be served in the Gong Fu Cha way.
Yeah, that's true.
So which one you said you agree?
Green tea? I would suggest maybe with the Gaiwan, then it's also Gong Fu Cha, that is possible. Tea bags and green and aromatized teas. I would would hate to put it in my cute.
Okay.
Yeah, green tea, I would say. Green tea is hard to do in a Gong Fu Cha way.
You know, in Chinese tradition, in our history, there are certain tea actually was there. They have the
matcha.
Name as a Gong Fu Cha.
Matcha is also not possible.
Huh?
Matcha.
Matcha. Matcha.
Gong Fu Cha. You
know, in the Chinese history, there are certain teas carry the name as a Gong Fu Cha.
They are those the Yanchas, right? So everything from the Yancha. So means Dansung.
Yancha is a part of it, starting with. Yancha started with it, okay? All the Gong Fu Cha, first there are several things you have to remember. Oxidation level is very, very high.
Okay.
Multiple brewings as much as possible.
Mm.
As a complexity in the flavor and the taste in each brewings. And the production process is more complex. Because, as I said, to make a Gong Fu Cha, you need the people who have been practicing the basic traditions for generations. And these are accumulations of wisdom and the history that create that tea. And so the type of tea that require the most complex process for the productions, and also the, how do you call it, the oxidation level is high. The fragrance have a multiple dimensions, taste could have a multiple dimensions. And those tea mainly are traditional, like Yan's have, okay, roasted, heavy roasted. Has been roasted. I will not use the word heavy roasted. I correct that one. Yeah. It's been roasted. That's mean after they made, they have to process again. They have a post-processing process.
Yeah.
Mela. And then most of it are the black tea.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, true. So, Melan, at the moment, or the most time now, is oolong tea used for Gongfu Cha, right? So, a lot of people using oolong teas.
Yes, but I would suggest to use, the like you mentioned ago, Yan's have traditional fermented oolong. But, you know, like Gaoshan oolong, very light fermented oolong, we will say the leaving tea ceremony. But I will not use the word Gongfu tea ceremony.
True. So often I get the question from people, okay, this is oolong tea, but why oolong tea is that expensive?
Why oolong tea expensive? Well, first of all, you have to understand the good oolong tea, okay, it requires the most most complex production processes. And if you really want to have a good, normally if you set an expensive oolong tea, first of all, you will never really find light fermented oolong. You agree?
Totally. Yeah.
Okay. So all these post fermentations, first of all, is hand picked quality. It has can only picked in a certain time in the year, in May. Okay, and then rolling, rolling process. It has gone through very process, at least 3 days to come finish the basic tea, the basic tea.
And then comes a roast.
And each process, even though these days we can use a lot of machines to speed it up, to make it easier, but don't forget each step is still have a tea master control the quality in order to allow it into the next phase. So like human experience is there.
Yeah.
Okay. Most important is in the post-processing, in the roasting process, the fire master has to choose the right dried wood and prepare the ashes and prepare the roasting things to roast. And when they do that, they cannot say, oh, I'm going to sleep. No. It's not electrical one. They have to stand by. Even if you go to the high mountains when they're doing the tea processing, they work 24-hour base. They have to work 24-hour base. Okay. So at the end, only the premium quality will really cost a lot of money. And also the you will still see, okay, the most expensive one normally is really the manual processed. And I'm sure you are German, then you know what is the labor cost.
Yeah.
Okay. And what the, how about the experience? Because though why those machines was developed, but they can never replace
the human nose. And the nose of a tea master.
The nose, the experience,
nose,
and the touch of the fingers. They touch the leaf. Those tea masters, well, those are the tea master for the productions. Those tea masters, they touch the leaves, they smell the leaves. And there's a, yes, okay, you can go to the next one. So, you know, just like you earlier ago, you mentioned about learning Kung Fu, you have Sichong City. It's a learning brother, learning sister, elder brother, the younger brother or the elder sister, younger sister.
Yeah.
And you have a sifu, right? And in the tea production process, you have the same hierarchy as well. Because none of this experienced and the life experience generations' knowledge cannot be replaced by machine.
Yeah, and now we have another thing. You always explain it very good. It comes to, okay, when you forget all this process because you are you just see the tea because you have no idea what it costs to make the tea, to bring the tea here, and then you have those heavy prices. So, but then it comes that you have multiple infusion, first of all, and less amount of tea leaves when the tea process is good. And when you count it back, then your teacup is maybe that expensive, like a
A lot of people say earlier ago, so why does good quality oolong tea expensive? Yes, it is. So if you said, okay, I buy 50 grams or 30 grams, oh, that's expensive because the in the supermarket bags, only, yeah, it's so cheap, right? Okay, even they'll go to a tea shop, so cheap. Well, first of all, is the tea we're talking about. Hempic is only the pure. You cannot use any substance to enhance the flavor. It has to be the pure one. And the most important is because all you need is 3 grams. Okay, if you really like a very strong flavor, very strong taste, then you add up the 5 grams. And that is good enough for one day.
Yeah.
Because allow you to enjoy the good quality in the flavor and the taste.
Yeah.
And so nicely, and you can enjoy the whole day. So at the end, what is the cost per cup? Not much. Don't calculate the price based on the package you buy.
Yeah.
So but when think about the cost of the in your cup.
Yeah.
That is a pure and it tastes good, smells good, make you happy. And these are priceless.
That's true. Yeah, that's, okay. These for example, memories the one you like, and experience, the one, you cannot pay.
No, you cannot pay. And also like the Ingus, one of the tea you like very much is from Kaipong, the Meizhan.
The Meizhan, yeah. Oh,
yes, Meizhan.
And example, your Gaba. I love your Gaba tea.
And Meizhan, for example, stunning. From Kaipong. This is my dear friend, it's a kind of autistic. Why? He makes his own fertilizers composites.
Yeah.
Compost from the natures. Okay. And he only harvests once a season. Only one season in a year.
Yeah.
And the rest of 3 seasons, he let the tea tree rest. And he does not use any chemical things in his tea garden.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And the whole year with the Meizhan made the tea, because he had 3 different kinds of tea trees with the Ye Guanying, with the Jinxuan. Every and year, he only maybe, if he's lucky, have 200 kilos. That's all. Meizhan is even less. Okay. Because Meizhan easily, because it's very, even the fresh leaf is nice smell. So it attracts a lot of insects.
Ah, okay.
He lives with insects. He lives with animals in the mountains. So with these kind of same efforts, and after he made the base tea, Mao Cha, the base, and he let another professional tea fire master to roast his tea. Yep. And this roasting process takes 3 months time.
Yep.
So in this case, if you say, oh, why is tea expensive? Well, first of all, so every year I have to
one harvest.
Kaipong, how much can I buy some? Maximum 3 kilos. I cannot buy more. And also now with the pandemic, it's very simple. No tea can come out with air freight, only by DHL.
Yeah, true. And it makes it more expensive because the shipping price is rising at the moment as hell.
And also the import duty, import custom clearance,
Yeah.
VAT, everything. So right now we are talking about the living cost is increasing,
yeah,
but our salary is it's not rising, actually, yeah, is stabilized.
Yeah, let's say so. So, but when, so now maybe the one person who's watching this video or listen to the sound file is asking, so how do I find good quality tea?
Well, my suggestion is always to try to find people who are honest with tea. Try to work with people who know exactly, have more information about that tea.
Yeah.
And also, most important is have fundamental respect to the pure, authentic, and orthodox in the tea.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that easy? That isn't that easy. But slowly, when we come to Germany, then we slowly having some sellers, they're doing a really good job. Really good job. I don't need to buy your tea in China anymore. As I started in 1998 with my tea journey. So we bought our tea in a supermarket, in an Asia supermarket. There was this gunpowder tea that was horrible, but we started with that. Yeah, and the infusion time was 5 minutes. But this is how we started, and maybe this is one thing I can say. You start to find teas and to taste teas, like Meilan said, you start just to taste teas, and then you find, yeah, maybe it's a simple tea shop, but you buy a oolong tea there, then you taste the tea. What is the tea doing to your body? If you like it, okay, go for it. If you don't like it, not go for it. This is my suggestion. As you said, tea is the best teacher, so drink it.
I always said, good people are looking for good tea. Good people think they deserve better quality, and so they are looking for good tea.
Also for food. And this is also... Okay.
But there are many good tea are looking for the good people to appreciate them.
That's true. This also is an interesting thing. We often go in with short-term solutions. So taking the bread is now there, or the tea is easy to get. We have a tea shop, aromatized tea, so I don't take care. But you have to think that bad quality tea also have not the best health benefits as well, if it's poisoned, right?
Well, I read not about the tea book, but it is about herbal, the essential oil. Okay, I've just bought that book from the secondhand shop in Taiwan. Okay, very interesting. The author is English, and they are very good. She's very good at essential oil.
Yeah,
what catch my eyes is one of the sentence she wrote. There are some scientists start to suspect maybe misuse or overuse essential substance cause a lot of children who have ADHD problems. Think about it, especially for girls, for women.
Yeah.
Okay. If you care about your baby, then try to keep your body pure and clean. If you want to keep your body pure and clean, then you don't want your body being polluted,
yeah,
without knowing, by consuming too much aromatic substance.
Yeah.
How do you know a tea is a pure or not pure? What do you suggest them to do it?
So I always put my nose inside, and if the tea is not smelling that much, not that hard, then it could
you mean the dry leaves?
Yeah, the dry
leaves. You're talking about dry leaves.
Yeah, I'm talking about dry leaves. I don't know how it's, if it's still possible to put your nose into the tea container when you go into the tea shop, but normally you do that. And there's one thing I figured out. So when you put this tea under your nose and you smell a strange aroma, then it's aromatized. When it's not smelling that much, it could be unaromatized. And then there's also quality check. If the smell directly from your nose goes straight to your head, then there's something wrong with the tea. But if it's very balanced in the smell, so you cannot figure out where it's going to the nose, to the head, to the ears, wherever, or the mouth, then it's very balanced. And then it could be a good quality tea.
Well, the good quality tea, just like you said, okay, when the tea is dry, the leaves are dried, it's just like a Sleeping Beauty. Okay, it's beautiful to look at it, but it does not shine yet, flourish yet. But once you keep them in a warm cup or pot, and the Sleeping Beauty start waking up, and ease and calm and beautiful, and the stuff, and that guide you into a natural forest or garden. You smell all kinds of fragrance from the flowers, from the grass, from the trees, from the stones, from the moss, from the water.
But it needs practice to smell all those.
Yeah, but it just comes with the wind, goes away, but the memory stays. But the memory does not stay in your nose. This memory stay in your head.
Yeah.
Your imaginations. Yeah. Aroma tea will stay the memories in your nose.
Yeah.
And you have to to clean your nose afterward. That
but at the end of the day, first of all, you have to buy the tea, right? To brew it later in a teapot. Because in China, I know you can just taste the tea in the tea shop. I don't know if it's happened now. I have no idea. But at the end of the day, you buy the tea by tasting tea. But in Germany or in Europe, it's usual to sell teas like a cat in a bag. Katz im Sack, is it?
Remember that shop we went in Berlin?
Oh, that was funny, yeah.
That was funny, right? Inga and I, we went to a shop in Berlin. Normally you enter any tea shop, you will smell some tea. Yeah. And that is the shop you smell nothing because all the tea already sold and packed.
Yeah,
that owner was
completely strange. That owner, I asked you remember? I asked him,
which year is
the tea? And he said, "You don't need to care.
Always fresh.
Everything is fresh." And he said, "Okay." Well, and you also could not see the leaves because there was a lot of promotion outside of the tea bags, so. After this, I just turned around and went out, but you still watched.
I bought some, and really the quality is just BOP.
Yeah.
The broken quality, okay? Yeah. But anyway, so what I want to say is when people said, okay, how do I... You just mentioned whether in China they still do that. Yeah, it is our traditional way. Even sometimes, Inga, sometimes people say, do you have a price list? Can you send me a price list so I know what to buy? I say, no, do you have time to have a taste of the tea first?
You have to experience.
If you don't like the tea, even if it's cheap, please don't buy. Mm. If you don't like that tea, even the price you can afford it, don't buy. Don't torture yourself.
Yeah.
And don't torture me as well. Because every time I'm selling a tea, I just marry my daughter out. I want to find a good husband, a good man, or good partner for my tea who can appreciate my tea.
This is also interesting because I know a potter. And always when I go to the potter, and he now makes smaller cups because he knows me, and for Gungfu Cha he makes smaller cups. Let's see if I know. I don't have one yet here. And he said also, these are all my babies. To give some away is hard for me because I made it and I love them all. So to sell something is hard. So you really have to like it and you have to appreciate it. And then I sell it to you. So of course, they're not getting rich, those kind of people.
Oh, no. Those unfortunately, people like them never get rich. But we are happy. We are happy because we have peace in mind.
Yeah, and when we're getting the feedback that our tea is good and that people love the tea,
That is the best rewarding.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the best rewarding.
Meilan, thank you. Because you're our welcome. Time slowly is over. Thank you for joining me on the podcast. And if you like this video, then please give a thumb up. And if you want to see her again to a topic, whatever, just comment below. And then we will see if we can find some time to have a chat together about maybe some topics.
Yeah, I have a question. I've been thinking of, because, you know, the Belgian Chinese Tea Academy.
Yeah.
In the past, we always organized in-person training programs. So now I think about partial modules I would like to put on the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, then we can reach more people. Would that be interesting?
Yeah. Then just below in the comments, if you are interested to make the meeting with her or to learn more about tea.
I always like to have a smaller group. So the interactive dialogue is very important. Yeah. It is not about I say and you listen.
Yeah.
Okay. It's really we learn through dialogue. So, we explore through dialogue.
Okay. So, of course.
It's about tea with health. Tea with health and the tea with hypersensitivity people.
If they want to contact you, how do they reach you?
In Germany, contact with Inge.
Or you write a comment below, then I know that you are interested.
Comment below. Otherwise, you can send me email. Yeah. My email address is very simple. info@ChineseTea, in English, in one word, .be. info@ChineseTea.be.
Yeah, for Belgium. So thank you for being here. That was very happy. It's a long time we didn't drink tea anymore.
Wait until the pandemic is over. We love to come back to Berlin because we really enjoy Berlin so much.
Yeah, and then we make a workshop.
And also, you mentioned about the next year in Prague. Also?
Yeah, we're going to Prague next year. If everything goes well, then we are in Prague for the Tea West Festival next year. So, thank you for being there. Danke, dass du zugeschaut hast. Wenn du Fragen hast an Meilan, dann lass es mich gerne wissen. Gerne in die Kommentare below. I'm mixing the languages. Daumen nach oben und vergiss nicht, den Kanal zu abonnieren, damit du immer auf den Laufenden bleibst. Denn hier gibt es demnächst noch viele spannende Interviews. Bis dahin, bye bye.